Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say Shabbat Shalom and always welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. And today we are in the creation and we are forgiving. We are in the creation, but we are dealing with the kingdom. It's from the Father's kingdom. From the Son's kingdom, let me reiterate, from the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom. Part 5, from the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom, part 5. What do you mean? We dealt with the God of Israel taking the earth from the world. And then we also dealt with the fact that he is going to establish a kingdom himself. Now, he got to make sure this world is prepared for the Father's kingdom to come. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to ask our brothers and sisters around the world, look, family, sisters, please cover your head. And brothers, if you can, uncover your head as we approach the Father and stand and face Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation for which ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the peace, in the bond of peace. Amen. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. In Jesus' holy precious mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
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 Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. And Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on those that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and ask to see your ears, your ear, and your mouth to seek your word, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and ask to see it, is to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and a faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
No, I got coffee.
You need some more
coffee before you go live. Okay. Well, I want to say once again, welcome to another episode of The Sound of Living Waters. I want to say welcome again to another episode of The Sound of Living Waters. Brother Job Israel, and today we're dealing with that, the Father's, from the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom, from the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom. What do you mean? Where did that come from? What? Why should we be concerned with such a thing? You know, it's coming. That's what the Lord's Prayer is about. That kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How's it going to be established? What is it going to look like? You've been told through media and cartoons that we're going to be flying around with wings in heaven on a cloud, playing ukuleles, wearing a diaper and stuff like that. That's foolishness. That's not only is foolishness, but it's not the word of God. And we let the media and the world tell us what the word of God consists of. Well, we are actually looking at the word of God for what it is and what it says, and that it also says that we're going to be established. Well, he's going to establish, not we're. He's going to establish a kingdom on earth, and so this is what we're going to get into: what this kingdom is going to look like and what it's going to consist of. So, with that being said.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, we want to start this in Matthew chapter 6 and 9. Matthew 6 and 9.
You didn't tell me we're on Facebook Live.
No, I didn't.
Babe,
did you say Shabbat Shalom to the family? I didn't hear you say Shabbat Shalom to the family. I'm just thinking we're still on blog talk, and I'm just sitting here. What if I'm like, ah, blowing my nose or something? Oh my God, I didn't know you was up. That was, you wasn't up to speed. My bad. All right, Shabbat Shalom family on Facebook. Shabbat Shalom family.
Amen, and I'm drinking tea. Forgive me if my voice is raspy or whatever, but Shabbat Shalom. I did not know we were live. Thank God I didn't blow my nose or something and do something crazy.
Oh, what? Like people don't blow their nose?
No, not on live. Just wait.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
it's something in the air here. They had a fire, I guess a big fire in Canada. And for the past 3 days, I've been like coughing and
well, it's leaking from Canada to here, so they said.
So they said, and they said,
so
they stay in the house.
You know.
So let's do this.
I'm a firm believer of aerosol trails.
That's what he said? He said, don't call it chemtrails, call it what?
Aerosol.
Okay. So aerosol trail. Yeah. Whatever they're doing.
Yeah, because people, chemtrails is a, is what you call a conspiracy theorist sort of conversation. But when you call it aerosol, then it become real, because that's exactly what's being sprayed, aerosol. A part of whatever else they decide to put inside of it, but that's a whole other thing. So look, let's start this in Matthew chapter 6 and verse.
You got to fix that from the Son's kingdom.
Oh.
So,
all right, well, I'll fix it when we're done.
So, family on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Shabbat Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
So, let's get started.
Yes, sir. And open scripture reading. So the title again, since I said that, forgive me.
From the Son's kingdom to the Father's kingdom.
Okay. And you said start at?
Matthew 6 and 9.
Matthew 6 and 9. Here we go. Let's go. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9 reads, "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."
So we see here in the Lord's Prayer, we see two questions. We see one is that we ask that, you know, that will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So why? Satan was kicked out of the heaven into the earth, and eventually he'd be kicked off the planet into an abyss for 1,000 years. That's what we're reading about now. And then ultimately he'd be kicked off the planet and cast to the lake of fire. And then he said, "Thy kingdom come." Now here come the Father's kingdom, right?
Amen.
And so we have both conversations in the Lord's Prayer. We have the Son's kingdom, and then we have the Father's kingdom. So we have both conversations taking place here. So what we're dealing with now is the Son's kingdom, his will being done. You know, people think that, you know, we're going to just be doing anything and whatever we want to do in the kingdom of God. That is not the case. And it got rules and guidelines. And you got some of us teaching that all white people going to be slaves and this, that, and the other. That is not the truth.
Amen. Wow.
You got some of us as teachers, you know, just madness, man, you know. And we should get into this. In fact, let's look at that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Let's look at that. Let's go to Exodus 19 and verse 5.
Okay.
Let's pick that up there. Exodus 19 and 5. When you receive it, read.
Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
"Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel."
He said we're going to be a kingdom of priests. So the kingdom of the Son's kingdom is going to be a kingdom of priests. So what do priests do? The priests teach you about those things that belong to God. They're teachers, they're instructors, they're physicians. You know, the priests carried a lot of roles, you know. They were the rebukers of spirits and things like that, whether it was on you or in your house. You know, we seen them rebuke things as like plagues in people's crib. They had a lot of authority with God and Christ. The priests carried a lot of weight. And so they are the teachers and the administrator of those things that belong to God to the people. So he said, you're going to be a kingdom of teachers to the world, a kingdom of teachers to the entire world. We think that's now. That's not true. That time is coming. You know, right now we're getting those that are called the elect that's going to be prepared for those things. That day hasn't came yet, but right now he's gathering his what he called his pearls, his jewels, and things like that. He's gathering them now and preparing them for that day. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Zechariah 14 and verse 4, right?
Zechariah 14.
And 4. So we're not dealing with the war. We covered that. So right now we're just dealing with the fact that he's on the planet with the saints, right? Because he said you're going to be a kingdom of priests. That means he's the priest himself. And we know that because he is what we refer to as Melchizedek. He's referred, you know, on that wise, he's Melchizedek. So what do you mean? Well, Melchizedek is the one that that met Abraham and presented him the Father's kingdom, I should say. So that's him. Let's continue with that. Let's pick this up in Zechariah 14, verse 4, when you receive a read.
Zechariah 14 and 4 reads, oh, that lemon is really working, babe.
Praise God.
Oh, my goodness.
Told you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his feet shall stand in
the... Listen to Big Papa.
And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof.
Amen.
Toward the east and toward the west.
Yes.
And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south.
Continue.
And ye shall flee to the valley and the mountains, for the valley and the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee.
Now, it says this. It says, and the Lord my God shall come, and the saints with thee. And he said, his feet shall stand upon that day in the Mount of Olives. Peter said, he told us, and he warned us. He said, judgment shall start in the house of God. Well, that's it. Not only that physical building that we all going to hide in, that he said he's going to clean that joint out, mm-hmm. too. Even the preachers, he said, all of this is going to get changed. Everything's going to get changed. Those preachers that's been lying in the name of the Lord, trust me, it's going to be a brand new planet. It's going to be brand new. No more false prophets, none of that. No more liars, no more self-will, none of that garbage. Everybody's going to have understanding of what the will of God is. And nobody's going to be playing in the name of the Lord, playing
no.
church.
No.
You see, it ain't going to be none of that. Skip down to verse 9.
Amen. Zechariah 14 and 9 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall
right.
there be one Lord, and his name one.
So the Lord going to be what over the earth?
King over all the
king
earth.
King over all the earth. So he's going to be king over the entire planet. And he's establishing kings and priests, right? So if he's going to be the priest of the Most High God, he's going to be the high priest, like Aaron was, you know. Like Aaron was the high priest, then he had the priests up under him to help get those things done, you know, help administer the word. So that's the same principle that we're looking at now, you know, and that's the reason why the Levitical priesthood was set up. It was an example. Paul said it was an example of things to come. So we got to be conscious of that. So the Levitical priesthood wasn't meant to last forever. It was only what you call a precursor, you know, something that was set up to establish something that's going to be, you know. And like this kingdom right here is being set up again to establish something that's going to be, right? So with that being said, let's go to Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 1. Isaiah 2 and 1. Because if he king on the earth, then something got to take place. What do you mean something got to take place? Well, go to Isaiah 2 and 1.
Amen.
And what's going to take place? Because remember now, the priests are set up for what? To educate the people.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Isaiah 2 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 2 and 1 reads, the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it.
Uh-huh.
And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Well, there it is. So now we see that the whole world is coming to be taught by the people, by God and by the priest of God. We see that. We see those things taking place. You see, so now we see this being established. He said, in the last days, he said, he said, come, many people. He said, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and to the house of God, of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Why? Because that's where he's at. This is why I say, you know, when you're looking at Abib and you're looking at the beginning of the year, the law go forth from Jerusalem. So when a new moon appears in Jerusalem, that's the beginning of the year.
Amen.
Amen. So I don't know anything about the full moon being a new moon, because the full, you can't have both. The full moon can't be the new moon if you got a new moon and a full moon. So it can't be both. You know, okay. Read on.
Amen.
Verse 4.
Isaiah 2 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Now everybody's being instructed. He said, not only just the world, but his people too, because the people don't know nothing about God. I mean, the people have been in captivity forever. And most of these people that's here is what's left from the residue of when he took the planet. You know, they don't even know that they're the children of Israel. They don't even know why they're still alive, that they're going to repopulate the planet. You know, most of us don't even know that reason why we're here or still here, that we're going to be here to repopulate the planet. You know, and then those of us that's going to be alive, that's going to be a great blessing. Why? Because you're going to be able to see God. And you're going to see the saints, too, the saints that walked before us. That is to say, you know, Adam and Eve, one, Noah, and his three sons and their wives, and, Abraham, Isaac, Abraham, Sarah, Hagar, Isaac, Ishmael, we're going to see all of them. You know, Jacob, you know, and his four wives and his children, you're going to see all of them. All of them kept the word of God. All of them walked in the word of God. And the God Israel was very, very, you know, detailed. You know, now you got, then on top of that, what do you mean you're going to see them? Because the entire gates of New Jerusalem heaven was named by Leah and Rachel, you know, two women, you know. So we're going to see them. We're going to see them in the kingdom. So we're going to see the teachers, and we're going to see Miriam and Moses and things like that. We may even see Jethro, you know, the Midianite. We may even see him. We may even see the Egyptian Pharaoh that let Joseph rule up under him. You know, we may even see him. You know, I know we're going to see him in the second resurrection, but God knows, man, you know, he may come up in the first just because of that purpose, you know, that he saved the children of Israel. He did. If it weren't for him giving, trusting in the God of Israel and the things that belong to him, that is gifts of interpretation of the Spirit, then Egypt would have failed. But he trusted in the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, the God of Joseph, and allow his kingdom to be saved by the God of Israel. You see, so who knows? He may come up in the first resurrection, you know. So that's another conversation.
Amen.
Someone, the question would be the Egyptian wife that tried to get Joseph, you know what I mean? Now, that's somebody you might want to question, you know, who may not be there, you know. But that's a whole other thing. But just to bring those things up, you know, those are good things to look forward to. And this is what he's talking about. What do you mean? Go to Isaiah chapter 30 and 19.
Amen.
Isaiah 30 and verse 19. And when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 30 and verse 19 reads, for the people shall dwell in Zion and Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he shall answer thee.
Like, bam, right then and there, you know, like you're hearing now. You know, you'll be crying on to the Lord, man. You may be sick. You may be in prison. You may be locked up. You may be, your child may be in trouble. You know, whatever the case may be, you may be in financial circumstances, whatever the situation is, and you turn your face unto the true and living God, and they heal you and deliver you out of those things. And then we, you know, I mean, it's easy to forget, but it's true. He do that. He's still doing that. And so he said, in this day, I'm still going to be doing it, but not just doing it. I'm going to be here doing it.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 20 reads, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity.
We all going through something. Read on.
And the water of affliction. Yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers.
They go to kings and priests. The priests are set up to be teachers. So they're going to teach us to stay within the laws and the bounds of the law. Read on.
Amen. 21.
Yes, ma'am.
And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way.
See? Come on, come on. Keep reading. Stop it. You're going to start. You're going to start and it's going to be hard to stop. Go, girl.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, now you know where it came from. So what that story is about, taking this world back. Come on, man. Read on.
This is the way.
Come on, man.
Walk ye in it.
Yes.
Turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left, ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver.
That's good. That's good. He said, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. Walk ye in it, turn ye to the right hand or turn ye to the left. So we're going to hire the teachers on the planet. We're going to hire the priests on the planet. They're going to be here. They're going to be instructing us. They're going to make sure that we stand within the guidelines of God. So this is that conversation. So now let's look at this a little further. Go into Psalms chapter 132 and verse 8. So remember now, he said, you're going to be a kingdom of what? Priests. A kingdom of priests, right? So we throw that term around loosely like, we that kingdom now. No, we not. You're not even a kingdom. In fact, we've lost our kingdom. So that conversation is it now. That kingdom is coming.
Amen.
So we got to be conscious of that. That kingdom is it now. This moment is coming. So this is what we have to be conscious of. So this is another part of that. So Psalms 132 and verse 8. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 132 and verse 8 reads, arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
See, that's the nature of the priesthood. You know, the nature of the priesthood is that they after the nature of Melchizedek. And his nature is this, is that he is the king of peace or salam, you know, and he's also the king of righteousness. So he said, let your priests be clothed with him. Let your priests be clothed with salvation.
Amen.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness. So these are what your teachers are going to be covered with, his spirit. So we're not going to have preachers or teachers that's going to be judging after the flesh and acting all out and crazy like children. They're going to actually be performing those things that belong to God. Continue.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 132 and verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord has sworn in the truth to David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant.
Where is David's throne at? It's on the planet. David's throne is here. So God is telling you not only to come in from heaven, to take the world from the planet. That lets me know that David's throne is still in existence. So we're finding out that the Roman church is now letting out that they have things that's in time, they actually have it. But then again, a book tells you Nebuchadnezzar carried it away in his treasures. And one thing about Gentiles, man, they keep stuff.
Amen.
They keep stuff, man. They know how to keep a car. Man, they be driving. That car would be 3,000 years old. They'd be driving it down the middle of the street, look spanky brand new. They know how to keep stuff.
Yes.
So they're witness to themselves. So I'm not going to be surprised that the Ark of the Covenant, and they do have those things, and they are taken care of. and Ham get it, they gonna tear it up. They gonna strip it down. You know how Ham act. They get it, they gonna strip it down, and they ain't gonna be nothing. They would have sold every ivory tusk on it, all the gold on it. They would have sold all of that. Gentiles carried it away, and they gonna prepare it. And so here it is. So God is telling you that David's throne is still here.
Amen.
The one that Solomon is souped up. Go read what Solomon did to David's throne, man. He hooked it up. Read on.
Amen. Psalms 132 and 12 reads, "If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony."
You do sound better though. You sound like 100% better than you did when you woke up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
I'm stuffing on this lemon and drinking the tea.
Right.
It's helping. Mm. Lemon is, it's helping.
The lemon and tea is working.
So, Psalms.
Thank you, Father God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
For.
Hallelujah.
For.
Hallelujah.
For.
Hallelujah. So you want me to say, thank you, Most High God of Israel. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for planting in my husband's head.
Better listen at me. Listen, that's what I'm here for.
You're not going to drink coffee like you're drinking coffee.
No, I told you, you ain't drinking coffee. You're drinking
tea.
You're going to drink some tea this morning. You're not drinking coffee.
I said, but I need some coffee. Now.
You're drinking tea. Then you decided, hey, I'm going to put a little lemon in it.
And then I said, I'm going to put some lemon in it. That's a great idea.
That's what the priests do, baby.
Yeah. So you have the tea, I have the lemon. We blended that together.
It works.
That balanced that out.
See, that's what that's what God and the priest did.
Balance.
They balanced stuff out.
Balance.
That's what they did.
Yes.
You know what I mean? God gave the law and the priest hooked it up. Right? Okay, we don't.
Okay, baby. Thank you.
You are.
So, Psalms 132, verse 12 reads again.
Yep.
If thy children would keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon the throne forevermore.
And we also read that Jesus said that the disciples are going to get to 12 tribes of Israel, and then he also said your children are going to be sitting on thrones throughout the world, you know, being teachers and governors and things like that. They're establishing the Father's kingdom. That's what's really happening here. The Father's kingdom is being established here. This isn't the Father's kingdom. It's being established by God in Christ. I mean, God, he's here, but he's establishing it for the Most High God. The Melchizedek is establishing the priesthood for the Most High. Okay, there you go. Like Aaron was the priest of the Most High, or God, right? Mm-hmm. Now God, Melchizedek, is establishing the priesthood for the Most High that's coming.
Amen.
You know, that's when New Jerusalem will come down from God out of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Wait, don't put it on my electronic.
Okay, got it. That's enough. Appreciate it. So, here he said, He said, your children are going to sit forevermore on thrones. They're going to sit on thrones forever.
Forever.
Okay, so let's continue. Verse 12, verse 13. Yeah.
Psalms 132 and verse 13 reads,
yes.
For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation.
He chose the earth. That's why he said the meek is going to inherit the earth. That's the Beatitudes right there. He told the disciples, he said, away from the rest of the world, because the rest of the world don't know this. So this is when he said he told his disciples, his prophets. He said this. He said, the meek shall inherit the earth. When you read that conversation, he said he talked to them separately. Even though the world may know that there is a God in Israel, even though the world may call upon his name, guess what? He's not talking to the whole world. He's talking to his children about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 14.
Yes.
This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell,
yes,
for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread.
Yes. See, where do you get the poor from? Why they need food? If they all immortals, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. If they all immortals, why do they need food? Mm-hmm. See, so that lets me know it's going to be flesh and blood here. This is the Son's kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. Continue.
Verse 16 reads,
yes.
I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy.
Didn't he say he was coming with the saints? Mm-hmm. And say he said he's in that day he's going to be king over the whole earth. Why? Then David said, arise, O Lord, unto your rest, and to your rest. Continue.
Amen. Verse 17.
Yeah.
There will I make the horn of David to buzz. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed.
Yes.
His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish.
Continue. Let's go into Ezekiel 47 and verse 1. Ezekiel 47 and verse 1. And so now he's going to clothe the, he's going to feed the hungry, right? He's going to feed the poor. What do you mean he's going to feed the poor? With what? You know, air? You know, why do immortals need food? You know what I mean? So this is that conversation. Why do immortals need food? Why do they need to continue in food? Why do we even need that conversation, period? Right? So let's look at that. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Ezekiel 47 and 1 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east.
I love this conversation. Now we know where water came from. Continue.
And the waters came down from under from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward.
Yes.
And behold, there ran out waters on the right side.
Continue.
And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward.
Now see, in the beginning, and when God created everything, he said, I asked that question. I said, where did water come from? You know, I mean, I see, you know, I know what, I can see where the earth came from because it came from heaven. You know, we can see that. That's plain. You look at when he said, when then you look at the things that belong in heaven, you see that molten lava and things like that. That's fire, right? So you can see that the earth got a crust on it, so forth and things like that. But where did water come from? And then he said, here, came from my me.
Amen.
And my throne. Amen. So that lets me know that the throne was created before nothing.
Amen.
He had already created the throne. This throne, right? This throne, he said, water came out of this throne. So if anything, people say, well, you know, it's an old lie. Well, I mean, yeah, it's a whole fairy tale. It's a lie. Fairy tale, lie, same thing. It's an old running fairy tale that says that, oh, well, God let the angels create this and that. That's not true. He created everything. Everything. The angels didn't touch nothing.
Amen.
You know, I used to follow that lie. You know, I said, man, when I become God, I'm gonna create me a gorilla with baboons, with stripes like them old monkeys, you know. I'm like, I'm going to hook them up. He's going to have racist stripes, you know. But I realized something, that all these things was already created. So I'm going to have to go to somewhere else, like another planet. So anyway, but we see here, this is where the water came from. This is where it came from. It's thrown, right? And when we, like we read in the beginning, it came from, he said, and you look in the cities of water, living water. It's living, it's alive. Everything come from it.
Amen.
Even everything came from it, from the plants to everything. There was nothing on the earth until the water hit it. Ask the desert. Africa is a witness that this took place. Every season, it's a monsoon and the earth replenish. Every season. And then there's a drought. Then he showed that this is what they, and it never fails. It happens every year. You can't stop it. It's going to happen, you know. But anyway, continue.
Amen. Verse 4.
Yeah.
Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters.
Yes.
The waters were to the knees. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins.
Yes.
Afterward, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass over.
Yes.
Pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Verse 6, and he said unto me, Son of man, this is not the time for that.
I bet your firm all this jumping. Go on, girl.
Yours are too, so stop it.
I don't have those.
Whatever it is, just not stop it.
Read, girl.
Verse.
Woman.
Okay. Ezekiel 47 and 6. Whoa. Okay. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river.
Yeah, he said, Son of man, have you seen this? Right? Read on.
Amen. Verse 7, now when I have returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on
See,
the one side.
Look what came out of the water, trees. Mm-hmm. See, that's what happened when the water covered the earth. It brings forth vegetation.
Vegetation.
You know, like in, after the winter,
yes.
What happens? All the trees and the grass is barren, and then the Lord allowed storms to come through, rains and storms. And next thing you know, after the rainstorm season is over, your trees is all busting with green. Your tree, your grass is all of a sudden is green. Everything is starting to change. Continue.
Verse 8 reads, then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the water shall be healed. And it shall come to pass.
Why do water need to be healed? Because remember now, it was World War III. And you got machines down there. You got missiles down there. You got, you know, right now they're testing the waters and pouring up stuff, you know. And they got stuff in the waters now. He said the waters is going to be healed.
Amen.
This is why he said that. Because right now we have machines of war in the waters that the water, that they're going to be leaking, you know, radiation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And fuel, yeah. You know, because you're going to destroy those things. So you're going to be leaking fuel and oil and oil rigs, all those things. All that stuff is going to get wiped out. So he's going to have to clean the waters
yes,
up.
Sir.
So are we not listening? I'm paying attention to what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
The water shall be healed. Amen.
Continue. Yes, yes.
And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whatsoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river cometh.
And, yeah, that means shrimps and lobsters and all that there, because they got a job to do.
They have a job.
Right. We know they're not supposed to be eating. He said fish.
Yes.
Shrimps and lobsters are not, well, they shellfish. They want to say they call creeping things. God, the Israel calling snails and oysters are definitely not fish. So stop it. Stop. Even here you see the dietary law. Read on.
Amen. Ezekiel 47 and 10 reads.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from Engedi, even unto Engeliam. They shall be a place to spread forth nets.
Yes.
Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many.
So you're going to see the whales come back to strength, the dolphins, they're going to come back to strength, the sharks, you know, the squids, all of them going to come back to their strength.
Amen.
You know, he's going to clean up the waters up again. This is how he created, brought the waters on the earth in the first place, and all you're going to do is repeat himself.
Repeat himself.
He's going to repeat himself like he's done to us multiple times. Hear ye the Lord. Man, how dumb and how deaf are you? What's wrong with this people? How long must I suffer with this people? You know, constantly telling us the same thing over and over and over again. Well, he's repeating himself. He's saying, look, I'm cleaning the earth. I'm cleaning the waters up. Not only the waters, but the earth too.
Amen.
Read on. Watch this. This is what's beautiful about this part here. Read on.
Amen. In verse 11?
Yes.
Ezekiel 47 and 11 reads, but the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt.
So much for blood pressure. Read on.
Mm. And the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary.
Yes.
And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine.
So not only are we supposed to eat the bananas, but the leaf too.
Okay.
See that? Not only are we can eat the apple, but we can eat the leaf too. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's telling us that both of them is going to be, the fruit is going to be for meat, and the leaf is going to be for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're going to still need medicine. Why? Because we're still going to be flesh and blood people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you going to live to be 200, 300, and 400 years old and you don't have medicine that's going to assist that? So to say. And that's why he got the priest. The priest is going to be activated again, and they're going to do their job properly, and they're going to be what we call physicians.
Physician.
Like Jesus said, physician, heal yourself. Right. So that's what the priest is called, physicians.
Amen.
Amen.
Physician,
heal yourself. So this is that thing. So the priesthood is going to be really established in his day. That they're going to, that's what he said, he's going to be a kingdom of priests. Not only your teachers, but physicians. You know, hey, look, and cold's going to be wiped out. That's the one virus everybody get. You know, they said it's the incurable virus. Well, guess what? It's going to be cured.
Because
it's been in your front door the whole time. And you know, and it's simplicity is in Christ. It's been right there the whole time, how to cure cold. Right there.
How to cure what?
A cold.
Oh, a cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been right there the whole time. We're going to be like, what? Are you kidding me? And that's when everybody going to laugh. You know, we're going to be getting taught that, what? Are you kidding me? It was right here the whole time. Yes.
You say everybody's going to laugh just like the scriptures say how they're going to laugh when it says this is the one that they're going to talk about Satan.
Yeah, and Isaiah 14.
Yeah.
Same conversation.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
You know, but they're going to be rejoicing before God. Like, really? It was right here the whole time. We could have, just like that, if we would have had an idea about it, we would have been, boom, that's it. Anyway, continue. Skip down to verse, now read 13.
Ezekiel 47, 13 reads,
yeah.
Thus said the Lord God, this shall be the border whereby ye shall inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions.
Because he gets the portion for the Levites. Why? Because the Levites steal the portion of the Lord. They're the Lord's inheritance. So Levi belongs to God. So Joseph is still going to get two portions, even in the father's kingdom. So the law hasn't changed. People will tell you, well, see, you know, the law this and the law that. They teach you from this Western mindset. Look, y'all going to get messed up with that. Leave that alone. Start with this Western mindset, you know, and things of that nature, man. The kingdom is, he's telling us right here that the kingdom is going to be the same way it was before we got carried away into captivity. Please stop teaching that madness. We cannot judge the king. We cannot judge not one. Jesus did not speak against one king. You know why? Because they were called the Lord's anointed, not one.
Mm.
So
okay.
Let's read on. Skip down to verse 21 and continue.
Ezekiel 47 and 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Ezekiel 47 and 21 reads, so shall ye divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel.
Yes.
And ye shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass, that ye shall divide it by the lot for an inheritance unto you, and to the strangers that shall join among you.
Wait a minute. Not only see the strangers, right now, see, remember now the kingdom of priests, the priesthood isn't about, the Melchizedek priesthood isn't about lineage because there's no lineage of Melchizedek's. No, in the earth, he's a Chesedek. His name is Mel, but Melchizedek. No priesthood called Melchizedek, no lineage in the planet. Some saying, oh, they out of the lineage of sin. That, no, they not. No, they not. They are not out of the lineage of Shem. I don't know where they're getting that from, but I don't know. That's one of the biggest stories on the planet. So anyway, he said this. He said, and their children, remember that, because it's going to be a mixed multitude in the wilderness again. Everybody's, you know, is going to get this. And like during the time of the Great Tribulation, people is going to know what to do. And so it's going to be not only just Israelites making it there, but it's going to be strangers that was there with them. Also is going to make it there with them. So they also is going to be there as well. So their children are going to be there. They're not going to leave their children. Well, some of them are. Well, yeah, because some of our children ain't going to believe like my children, right? Even among Israel, some of your children just is not going to believe. And they're going to stay there. Why? For whatever reason they be. Maybe they're scared. Maybe they be fear, you know, to leave. But in this wise, they are going to be there, right? So read on.
Okay, verse Ezekiel 47:22. And it shall come to pass that you shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that should join among you.
Yes, because you got some strangers right now that's hanging around Israel that know that we got the truth. They believe in our God. They trusting in our God, just like they trusted in the God and our God when we left Egypt. Same conversation.
Amen.
So they trusted in the God of Israel too. Like Hiram, the dude that sent Solomon the apes and the peacocks and cedar wood to build up the kingdom of God, to build a temple. He gave him the wood for that. You know, it was a stranger that did that. It was a Spanish dude. Amen. And he gave them the wood for the temple of God. So, you know, man, to sit up here and just say, you know, that the strangers or the people that are other nationalities ain't going to have no part in this, that's not the book. Sorry. Amen. Can't teach that, and that's not that. Read on.
Amen. Which shall beget children among you, and they shall be unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel.
Right.
They shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel.
Yeah. So he said, now he said, it shall come to pass that whatever strange tribe, so you're going to have strangers that's going to be from Gentiles, from Ham to Shem. You're going to have different African groups, different Arabian groups, and different European groups that's hanging with the children of Israel. And they're going to be there. They're going to be like, wow, man. They're going to get inheritance. And they're not going to be considered of the group they came from. They're going to be considered of that tribe.
Right.
Amen. So get that. Look, so the Melchizedek priesthood is not only about no lineage, but even if the stranger's doing this time, it won't even be considered their lineage no more. They're gonna forget their father's house. They're gonna forget where they came from. All of that, they're gonna be about the true and living God. That's why the book said all the nations shall flow onto Jerusalem. All the nations are gonna flow. Amen?
Amen.
So, one more verse. Amen. Let's go to Matthew 24:33. Matthew 24:33, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Matthew 24:33.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 24:33 reads, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall not pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Yeah, so we covered that. We looked at that. We, God willing, we rehearsed that. Read on.
Amen.
Yes.
Verse 40 reads, then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house...
Now you can see one taken and the other one left. So it's going to be two of us. You know, your family's going to, you know, some of us going to allow our families to, God is going to allow our families to make it to the wilderness. But that don't mean everybody that's there is going to get a new body. Not everybody there is going to come up in the first resurrection. Just because you made it there don't mean you get to make it there, because you said it's going to purge out the rebels, right?
Amen.
So we got to be conscious of that. Not everybody that make it into the wilderness is going to receive a new body. So that's not truth. So the thing is, he said, one there and one's going to be taken. But that don't mean that they didn't believe. So say your father, your mother believed in God, right? Believed in all their heart. So she or he get taken, and he's the one that's changed, and your family is left. Now, you got the stranger there. He said, well, guess what? They're going to be an inheritance of whoever tribe they came with. That's what he was talking about in Ezekiel. They that's left, they're going to be a part of that. Read on.
Amen. Matthew 24:43 reads,
yes.
But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken.
See that? See, so it's going to, you know, people going to take their houses there, and that's their family. Read on.
Amen.
Skip down. Yeah, now skip down to verse 48.
Matthew 24:48 reads, but and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming.
See, some of us right now think because we don't see the tribulation taking place, we don't see any of those things, we think we could talk crazy and be obnoxious to everyone and everybody. We, you know, forget the part about the Lord say brotherly love and kindness, charity, and things like that. Don't use your righteousness as your cloak of for maliciousness and things like that, you know, and that we're supposed to consider those that are poor and things like that, you know. No, man, we fighting amongst each other just like the 12 tribes did, and that one destroyed us, and God Israel could hide that. You know why? We thinking we can judge somebody, telling them they going to hell and things like that. Nah, you the one that's going to go to hell. You know, we want to tell people they all reprobate and stupid and things like that. Well, you the one that's going to end up reprobate. You know, and things like that. That's we got to be careful with those things. With those things we put out is coming back around.
360, baby.
Be careful with those things. So we got to be careful with the things that we said. You smite your fellow servant.
Yeah.
Smiting them, man. I mean, you know, now don't get me wrong. And, you know, like you got some of us, man, need to be told about themselves. That's why I said you check this person yourself. And then you, and if they ain't hearing you, then you take someone else with
that's
you.
Right.
And then if they still don't hear you, let them be a publican and let everybody know that this dude is a wicked man or a wicked woman. You know what I mean? So, you know, sometimes, man, it is what it is. You know, sometimes you got to label people for what they are. You know, but just sit up there because you and your feelings, you know, because your feelings hurt or whatever reason that you feel like you're going through this or have to put somebody out there like that, you know, it don't work that way. You know what I mean? So this is this. You got some of us, man, that is this whole ministry is built on slandering other people. The whole ministry, the whole why they talking? They talking about other people, their ministries, name dropping. Forget everything that they've done, and for them and their family. In fact, most of them wouldn't even know how to read the book if it weren't for them. Now all of a sudden, they false prophets, and you know they, you know this, that, and the other. It's just, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm just not about that life. I don't care. You know, my thing is, man, if you like that, I can, like I said, I just dry it off on you. I ain't got to putting out that message. You know, that ain't my spiel, because I'm trying to get into the kingdom, and that ain't Jesus' spiel.
No.
His spiel is, man, restore the people, restore the kingdom, no matter how sick they are. If they sick like that, like this sick, he said, this servant, that's a whole nother conversation. When you hear this servant, and that's all he about, listen what it says. Read on.
Amen. Matthew 24:48.
Yeah.
And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming,
uh-huh,
and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken.
Continue.
Jesus Christ. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in the hour that he is not aware of.
When you least expect it, expect it. Read on.
Amen. Forgive me. Psalm 51.
Yes.
I just burped. And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
See that? He was a servant. And now he's out here, you know, just tearing everybody a brand new one, you know. And that's not what the God of Israel loves, man. He's about restoring the kingdom, you know. And so now this thing here, he said, and I will cut him a portion and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. So we got to be careful with that madness, man. We got to be careful that we don't be out here doing these things and we forget about that. And then we turn around and justify it by saying we can righteously judge. Well, I can righteously judge too that you're not performing the things that belong to God.
Amen.
I can righteously judge that you're smiting your fellow servant. You're hitting them with the fist of wickedness. I can righteously judge that. I can righteously judge that you're not, that the love of God ain't in you because you hate your brother. For no reason. This word don't belong to you, so you have no reason to hate him because they don't believe what you believe or anything like that. That don't even concern you. You just in between the conversation. You like jumping in somebody else's business, like the God of Israel business. Hey, man, so he said, y'all not even, he said, he didn't even see the kingdom. So God willing, we live, we're going to come back with a part five.
Amen.
Amen. With that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the Sound of the Living Waters, please read your Bibles.
Read your
Amen.
Bible.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Worry about yourself.
Oh, we'll be back in the house.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.